Welcome to Tech Pulse. We start with fundraising mistakes that will kill your round and how to avoid them at TechCrunch All Stage on July 15th.
Early stage founders face pre-pitch prep and post-meeting follow-through pitfalls in today's competitive venture landscape.
You mentioned real-world insights, what experts will present, and their backgrounds at this session in Boston.
Panel includes Alyssa Koh, principal at Bain Capital Ventures, investing in early-stage application software and finance. They'll share optimizing pitch decks, follow-up cadences, avoiding vague TAM estimations to keep your round alive.
With those fundraising tips in mind, let's shift to data center cooling innovation from Y Plasma. Next up, Y Plasma's novel actuator that zaps air into plasma to cool data center chips.
David Garcia's demo showed plasmas generated by copper strips extinguishing candle flames, highlighting airflow without moving parts.
Is the energy saving really that significant compared to conventional fans, and how scalable is this tech?
Why Plasma's flexible actuator uses two copper strips with electrical current, consuming 1 watt versus typical 3 to 4 watts per fan. The thin, flexible form factor fits tight spaces, boasting cheap manufacturing costs and silent operation advantages.
Moving from hardware cooling to data curation, let's explore iMerit's quality over quantity data philosophy. Story 3 examines iMerit's stance that better quality data, not more data, drives future enterprise AI.
Radhabasu argues that domain experts in finance, medicine, and autonomy ensure customized high-accuracy annotation for large models.
How exactly does iMerit source cognitive experts, and what accuracy improvements do they report compared to crowdsourced labeling?
iMerit's platform integrates human-in-the-loop workflows, boasting 9 years of partnering on computer vision and medical imaging projects. Their high-accuracy labeling supports autonomous mobility and enterprise AI, reducing error rates by up to 30% per case.
Next, we'll cover Jack Dorsey's BitChat app security confession, untested but billed as end-to-end encrypted messaging. Our fourth topic, Jack Dorsey's secure BitChat app admits zero security testing despite encryption promises.
The open-source app uses Bluetooth and E2E encryption without internet, targeting high-risk environments but unreviewed code.
Given the lack of audits, what vulnerabilities might emerge, and how could users' privacy be compromised?
Dorsey's white paper details protocol prioritizing security, but noted code hasn't undergone peer review or penetration testing. Security researchers warn of potential buffer overflows, key exchange flaws, and decentralized node spoofing risks.
Let's pivot to Linda Yaccarino's tenure, evaluating X's ad business improvements under her leadership. Now, X's ad business under departing CEO Linda Yaccarino saw gains, but faces tough times ahead.
Guideline data shows 62% YOY U.S. ad spending growth in H1 2025, with 96% advertiser retention rate.
What strategies fueled that 62% uptick, and can X maintain momentum without Yaccarino at the helm?
Yaccarino's focus on premium ad packages and direct sales lifted revenue, though premium subscriptions still under 5% total. Despite ad spend growth, ad inventory volatility and content moderation issues remain challenging for advertisers.
From social media ads to crypto leadership, we jump to Steve Davis's continuing Doge influence. Story 6, Steve Davis officially left Doge in May, but reportedly still pulls the strings.
WSJ reports Davis privately directs Doge officials, dismissing his departure as fake news, per Musk allies.
How does this hidden involvement affect Doge governance, and what transparency concerns arise?
Davis, ex-president of the Boring Company, sometimes signed off on sub-$500 expenses and slept in ex-offices. His loyalty to Musk and insider status suggest unofficial decision-making persists behind closed doors.
Next up, Gemini's arrival on Wear OS watches and AI mode updates for Circle to Search. Seventh segment, Google brings Gemini to Wear OS watches and adds AI mode to Circle to Search.
Gemini rolls out to Pixel, Samsung, Oppo, OnePlus, and Xiaomi watches on Wear OS 4 Plus in coming weeks.
What capabilities does Gemini unlock on wearables, and how does AI mode enhance search queries?
Users activate by Hey Google, side button hold, or app icon. Queries include cooking times and gaming tips. AI mode in Circle to Search now supports gaming-related queries, promising faster in-context answers without phone.
Let's shift from wearable AI to Gita Huralami's Zero Entropy, securing $4.2 million for AI search retrieval. Eighth story, Moroccan founder Gita Huralami raises $4.2 million for her YC-backed startup, Zero Entropy.
Zero Entropy tackles retrieval challenges, fetching relevant data from messy knowledge bases for LLM accuracy.
What makes Zero Entropy's retrieval solution unique, and what's the expected latency improvement?
Their vector search API uses optimized embeddings, reducing retrieval latency by 40% over baseline similarity searches. Initialized Capital led the seed round with notable participation from OpenAI, Hugging Face, and front operators.
Up next, Comet from Perplexity lands, introducing the first AI-powered web browser. Ninth highlight, Perplexity launches Comet, an AI-powered web browser aiming at Google search.
Comet is available to 200-month max plan subscribers and select waitlist invitees.
How does Comet Assistant automate tasks, and what distinguishes its AI search summaries?
Default AI search engine surfaces summaries. Comet Assistant can summarize emails, manage tabs, navigate pages. The sidecar UI integrates assistant actions contextually, promising workflow efficiency boosts.
Our 10th segment covers Ado Liberty's missing enterprise AI link at Disrupt 2025. 10th feature, Pinecone's Ado Liberty explores the missing link in enterprise AI at Disrupt 2025.
Liberty argues intelligence alone isn't enough. Knowledge via proprietary data and real-time retrieval is crucial.
What examples illustrate this missing link, and how will businesses integrate knowledge layers?
Pinecone offers vector database services supporting real-time semantics and domain-specific insights for production AI. He cited task completion rates doubling when knowledge layers align with model predictions.
11th, let's dive into Block's AI personas simulating real-world app usage. 11th story, Block uses AI personas to simulate real-world app usage and test features.
Founded by Tom Charman and Olivia Higgs, Block raised $7.5 million to provide simulation-based testing.
How granular are those AI personas, and which user behaviors can they replicate?
Block's platform configures personas with demographic profiles and usage patterns, generating event sequences. Investors include Macy, VC, and angels from Discord, Google, Meta, Apple, Snapchat, and Pinterest.
Next, SoundSlice's founder turned ChatGPT hallucinations into reality. 12th segment, ChatGPT hallucinated about music app SoundSlice, so founder Adrian Holovaty made the lies real.
Holovaty noticed AI-generated features and images misrepresenting SoundSlice, prompting his corrective development.
How did those hallucinations mislead users? And what feature did he implement?
ChatGPT falsely described synchronized sheet music video loops. Holovaty built official support to match AI's story. As Django co-creator, Holovaty leveraged his web expertise to deploy the feature across the platform.
Up next, YouTube's crackdown on mass-produced AI slop videos. 13th news, YouTube prepares crackdown on mass-produced and repetitive videos amid rising AI content concerns.
YPP policy updates on July 15th will specify inauthentic content and enforce stricter monetization guidelines.
What qualifies as mass-produced content, and how might creators adapt?
Creators must upload original authentic content. Policy aims to curb low-effort AI slop monetization. Exact policy language pending, but emphasis on preventing revenue from repetitive AI-generated clips.
Next, California's renewed bid for mandated AI safety reports in SB 53. 14th story, California Senator Scott Wiener reignites push for mandated AI safety reports under SB 53.
Amendments require top AI firms to publish security protocols and incident reports, including OpenAI and Google.
How enforceable are these mandates, and what penalties would companies face?
SB 53 builds on vetoed SB 1047. Previous push met fierce industry opposition and gubernatorial veto. Wiener's bill expects transparency, requiring safety disclosures when incidents occur in AI deployment.
Finally, we close with NVIDIA's record-breaking $4 trillion valuation milestone. 15th finale, NVIDIA hits a historic $4 trillion market valuation amid an ongoing AI hardware boom.
Shares rose over 2% on July 9th, stock up 22% since 2025 start, surpassing Apple's 3.8 record.
What factors drove Nvidia's surge, and how sustainable is this AI-driven rally?
Milestone follows 2D in Feb 2024 and 3T in June 2024. GPU demand from ChatGPT impacts revenue. Valuation exceeds the GDP of most countries, highlighting tech's growing macroeconomic footprint.
That wraps our 15-story episode. Thanks for listening to these tech breakthroughs today.